only two CONCACAF players in ESPN FC's top 100?
I am cool with it. Let me tell you why. Let
get
me
off
tell
the
you
show.
Why.
No, you're fired. You're out. Let me...
What if we just do our own ranking?
There you go. ESPN FC was cruel to CONCACAF when it came to their recent list of top 100 players worldwide, picking two players from our region for their prestigious list. But no worries, because here on Football Americas, we're taking matters into our own hands with our very own list of the top 10 players in all of CONCACAF, and there is no shortage of star power or controversy, because what's a top 10 list without a few snubs? This is Football America's special edition, Top 10 Players in CONCACAF. Football America's underway here on ESPN+. I'm Sebastian Salazar, alongside my good friend, Hercules Gomez. Herc, how you doing? You ready to make some trouble?
I don't want to make some trouble, but I'm going to please some people, because that's what I do. You do what you do.
Of course, ESPN FC has come out with their top 100 players in the world. We were dissatisfied with the amount of CONCACAF representation, so we're going to do a little something different on this edition of Football Americas, this special edition of the show. We're going to create our own top 10 list of CONCACAF players. We're going to talk about my top 10 list, Herc's top 10 list, the combined top 10 list, which will go in the history books as the official Football Americas top 10. And then we're going to talk about the guys that got left off, because there are some big names, Herc, that ended up in the snub category. But let's start at number 10 with none other than Jamaica's Leon Bailey. Number 10 on our list. The attacking player, not just for Jamaica, but Aston Villa of the Premier League as well. Herc, I have not seen your list. Right. I have obviously seen mine. I know he was in my top 10. I'm assuming he was in yours as well.
Where was he in your top 10?
I think he was, and don't quote me on this, I think he was 7.
Yeah, correct. He was 7. He wasn't in my top 10.
No.
He was not in my top 10. Am I the
you
only
disrespect.
One? No. Am I the only one who thinks since he left Leverkusen his game has dipped? He's not been the same player with Villa. Not only for club, but country. Where is that Leon Bailey we were promised for Jamaica? It started at Gold Cup when he came on this show and he spoke to us. He was picking up. He had a little injury. He didn't play to his potential. Again, with Jamaica, we've not seen the best of Leon Bailey. And when I think about the names that are out there, I couldn't put myself to put Leon Bailey in my list. I don't know how he got onto your 7. He couldn't even get into my 10.
Look, he's, for me, one of the more talented and already at this young point of his career, he's only 24 years old, productive players out of CONCACAF. This is a guy who a couple years ago was Bundesliga team of the season. Not team of the week, not team of the month, team of the season. He went for $40 million. That's what it took to pry him out of Leverkusen to Aston Villa. That's some pretty big money for a CONCACAF player. I will agree with you on the international front. He played 88 minutes in that game that we saw between Jamaica and the United States. Was not the dominant player you might have expected him to be there in the
He's
office.
He's not been dominant with Jamaica. That's
the
reality.
Right. Just one goal during his time with Jamaica, and that came way back in 2019. So Leon Bailey, clearly a talent, but maybe still some room to grow, both in terms of the top 10, but also his role with the Jamaican national team. Maybe 2022 will be the year where he delivers there. All right, so let's go from number 10 and Leon Bailey to number 9. We're going to El Tri. Raul Alonso Jimenez. Not just of Mexico, but of course of Wolverhampton in the Premier League. Herc, I gotta think he was in both of our top 10s here, yeah?
Yeah, he's in my top 10. I had him 7th. This is incredible to me because November 2020, he was in that horrific incident with David Luiz, head-to-head collision, where he feared for his life, his fiancée, now wife at the time, feared for his life. And here he is. I mean, we're about 12, 13 months later, and we're talking about the not rise of a player like Raul Jimenez. We're talking about the rebirth, the new Raul Jimenez, and what he could potentially be again. It's insane to me. I mean, he's 7 right now for me, but only because he's not scratched the surface with the Mexican national team. We see what he does at Wolves and how important he is for Wolves. He's still not been that player of importance again for the Mexican national team, but it's very hard to keep him out of my top 10. I had him number 7.
You talk about November of 2020. I wonder where he would have been in that top 10, right? I don't think we're talking top 5. We're probably talking like top 3, 2, 1. Like at that moment when he gets injured, Herc, he is at not just the top point of his career, but he's at a stratosphere, a level that very few players from this region have ever hit, especially playing that position.
He's number 7 right now, and he was out for about 5 to 6 months. He was away from the soccer field. We're talking about like non-contact drills, barely touching the ball, barely moving around. And now he's starting games for the Mexican national team. Now he's still an integral part of Wolverhampton. It's amazing to me how far he's come.
7 on your list, Herc, but 9 on our list, which means that I must have dropped Raul Jimenez quite a bit deeper. So we'll have to review that.
Let's move
to number 8. I had him at number 10. And I think that's fair, right, given where he is on the road to recovery.
We will see.
When he gets to the end of that road, then we're talking about a top 5 player. Until that, I think 5 to 10 is still a fairly safe bet for Raul Jimenez. All right, let's go to number 8. We got another forward here. Jonathan David of Canada, who just continues to roll for both club and country. Very, very deserving here of his spot in the top 10.
What do you want from a forward? Goal scored? Club? Okay, he does that. What do you want from a forward? Goal scored for country? He does that. Gets a chance at Champions League? He does that as well. I've gone so far to say he's the best 9 in all of CONCACAF. Ooh. You've agreed with me.
Save it.
On air, you've agreed with me. This player can do it all. He's going to bigger and better. Lille is a stepping stone. That's what it is for him right now. I see bigger clubs in this man's future.
21 years old. This is probably the time in the show where we note he was born in Brooklyn. He was born in New York. There's some alternative timeline where he's starting for the U.S. national team. He's already got double-digit goals in the league, and Herc, he's already, across all competitions, matched his goal output from last year. I think you're right. I think this is less about where Jonathan David is now and what his next move is. He won't be at Lille long, certainly not if he keeps putting up numbers like that. And the numbers with Canada, awfully impressive as well. 7 goals in 12 games for Canada, and all 7 of those goals, Herc, come in World Cup qualifiers. So he's getting big goals too.
Yeah, he's getting huge goals. He seems to be a player that keeps attracting attention. He changes the way players around him play. We're going to get into the Alphonso Davies discussion. We're going to get into all these different players, but there are certain players that make other players better. He's one of them. I mean, the intangibles he has, you have to respect it if you're a defender. It opens up so much more for other players.
Jonathan David then coming in at number 8 on our countdown of top 10 players in CONCACAF. Let's go to number 7 next from the Mexican national team and Serie A's Napoli, none other than Irving Chucky Lozano. Herco, where was he on your list?
2, 3. Chucky Lozano, my list was number, let's see, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have Chucky Lozano at number 5 on my list. And by the way, Jonathan David was number 6 on my list. That's how much I respect him. But Chucky Lozano's 5 on my list. What is he, 7 here? Are you? No, there's no
that
way.
That one's on me. That one's on me.
Oh,
that one's on
what?
Me.
Where did you have him?
I must have had him at 9, right? I think we're doing the averages there. So that means Chucky Lozano then dropped because of my vote.
You had him at 8.
Here. I had him at 8. Okay, I think that's fair, right? It's not been a good time for him at Napoli. If Chucky Lozano had made a different move or was starring at Napoli, he would definitely be higher up on this list. But not only is he not a guaranteed starter and therefore all that productive with Napoli right now, but we've seen it start to influence him with the Mexican national team. So I think it's very safe to have him in the back end of the top 10.
Okay, I changed my tune when it comes to Irving Lozano. When it comes to Chucky Lozano and him not being productive or useful or an all-out starter with Napoli, because there seems to be a bit of a rotation going on right there, and he seems to play a good chunk of minutes, and he's a player that I love how purposeful he is with his movements, how he is in being vertical and being direct and wanting to hurt the opposition. And listen, you and I have been around plenty of Mexican national team games. The first names out of anybody's mouth is Chucky Lozano. The first name any fan will say, Chucky Lozano. And maybe when it comes to being productive with the Mexican national team, it's not gone too well for him, but it's not gone well for anybody. But we're talking about players who impact Mexican national team, who change the way they play when they're not on the field, is Chucky Lozano.
There's a lot of young talent on this list, right? Jonathan David, 21. Who'd we have before? Leon Bailey, 24. Chucky Lozano's moving out of that young talent, right?
Okay.
At this point, at 26 years old, I think we can start to expect more and more. So maybe I've been harsh in dropping Chucky as deep as I did, but at 26, this far into his European odyssey, I think we should be getting more consistent performances. That's why I dropped him. Can't argue that.
I kind of think he's been consistent.
Not consistent enough for me. Okay. Number six. Let's stay with the Mexican national team, because number six, Edson Alvarez, of course, dominates the midfield for both El Tri and Ajax. He's coming in here at number six. Herc, I think this is a player who has very recently been on a very sharp rise in terms of his ranking, right? If we did this a year ago, he would have been nowhere near the top 10.
Edson Alvarez is better for you than Chucky Lozano?
Yep. Right now? Yep.
I've got him as ninth.
Both in
He's
terms of club play
in it.
And in terms of national team play, if you let me finish.
Okay. You mentioned club. Where does he ply his trade?
The Dutch league.
The Eredivisie.
With Ajax.
Cruising.
Who are cruising the Dutch league and rolling Champions League.
They cruise and roll teams, okay? It's not like Serie A. Where, by the way, Napoli, where are they in Serie A? Okay? Where's Chucky Lozano right there?
Herc, he's not starting. Edson Alvarez is a guaranteed starter in a knockout round team in the Champions League.
No, don't use the knockout round team.
Napoli's in Europa League. Come on. And Chucky's not a starter.
Hold on a second. Edson Alvarez, okay, with the Mexican national team, has been playing bombero, trying to rescue fires, and he's not been that effective. You can't go in here and just say he's steamrolling
his opponents in club and country. Oh, so Chucky Lozano's lighting it up.
Chucky Lozano's easily the most determined, heavily relied Mexican national team player they have. He's the only one that can hurt you. This guy may put out fires, but he's not been very good at it as of late. Wasn't very good at it last fixture window, or did you think so?
I'll give you the same logic here. Who played well for Mexico last fixture
Chucky
window?
Chucky Lozano.
Who? Oh, please.
Chucky Lozano,
please.
Thank you. Thanks for mentioning
Better
that.
Better than Edson.
Chucky
Better
Lozano.
Than Edson. No way.
Yeah,
come on.
Was on the bench.
Where was the Chucky impact? Where was the Chucky impact against the United States?
If that Gatito Corona knew how to finish,
one
he would
ball.
Have an assist.
One ball.
If it wasn't
come
a ridiculous
on.
Save
come
from
on.
Zach Steffen, he'd
what
have
about
a goal.
Canada? What, he had a one-on-one and didn't finish.
Oh,
please.
Seb.
Please, your Edson hate here is out of control.
Oh, I'm a big Edson fan, but it seems that you've turned your back on Chucky Lozano and Etu?
No.
In what world is Edson Alvarez more important than Chucky Lozano?
I am nothing if not a prisoner of the moment. And you cannot tell me that Edson Alvarez right now is not having a better moment
in the World Cup.
A better moment than Chucky Lozano. Oh, come on. Look at you living in the ancient past, 2018. That was 100 years ago. So Edson Alvarez is in the top 10, right? That's our first half of the list. We're halfway home.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yeah. Let's get to the folks that didn't make the list, the snubs, right? Those who may be crying into their pillows tonight saying, hey, how come I didn't make this very valuable countdown of CONCACAF's top 10 players? Herc, who is your honorable mention /snub?
Let your mans explain himself right here. Miles Robinson. I'm going to get a lot of what? I thought to myself, Miles Robinson's been a hell of a defender lately, a very good defender. If you look at the body of work since he's been with the men's national team, very good defender. Okay, I want to put him in the top 10. And then I started thinking, like, well, at the expense of who? And I'm like, I can't put this man's in the top 10. I can't theoretically, realistically, honestly put him in the top 10. But he's been so good for the U.S. men's national team. He's been such a good defender in CONCACAF at this region of the Octagonal. I had to give him honorable mention.
I mean, a top 10 list is always going to be, like, attacking player heavy.
Right.
But we don't have a lot of defenders on this list. Fair enough. Miles Robinson, is he the best center back in the region? Because we don't have a center back on this list. So if you're telling me he's your honorable mention, he's your snub, you're kind of saying Miles Robinson is the best center back in CONCACAF. You sticking with that?
It's a fair shout. I'm trying to think of other names right now, and I go to the Mexican national team, and Carlos Salcedo, very good, you know, center back, no longer part of the program, at least until he comes back, even though he's told us he's had those conversations. I look at the other players. Néstor Araujo has not been playing well. Maybe a Cesar Montes, but his body of work isn't like Miles at the national team level right now. When you look at the performances of Miles Robinson with the U.S. men's national team over this calendar year, you can make a very strong argument that he is the best defender in the octagonal.
Speaking of defenders that did not make the list, Herc's honorable mention, Miles Robinson. My honorable mention, none other than Sergiño Dest.
Ooh,
Herc, how did Sergiño Dest not make this list? You didn't put him in, did you? Before we get to my explanation, I want to hear yours.
No, I did not put him in, and it's very simple. Have you seen him play lately? When you're a left back, right back, when you're on the defensive line, it's very important that you learn how to defend properly, whether it's tactically or whether it's 1v1, physically, whatever you may want to do. And if it's not going to be there and you're going to play as a winger, as he did for Barcelona, it's imperative that you learn how to attack properly. And he's had his occasions where he should have defined the game. He should have put it to bed. He did not. It's been a very up and down year for Sergiño Dest. He's still trying to learn that position, but I look at the players, the names on this list, I just don't think he was there. He wasn't anywhere near the stratosphere.
I tried to get him in, right? But obviously I couldn't. I couldn't find, you know, a player to replace in my top 10. I feel like if things were going better at Barcelona, we'd have a very different look and appreciation of Sergiño Dest. This is, as we've said 100 million times on this show, this is not, you know, your grandfather's or your father's or your slightly older uncle's Barcelona. It's a different Barcelona. We have to talk about their players on a different level. But it's crazy to me, Herc, that we would have a player from CONCACAF who's not a guaranteed starter, but a pretty consistent starter, now, at least under Koeman, for a club like Barcelona, and they wouldn't get to the top 10. That tells me that the depth of talent in this region is much more than it was just a few short years ago.
Times change. Talent changes. Yep. Look at Tecatito Corona. I go to Sergiño Dest, and I look at Tecatito Corona. I'm like, where would he have been on this list 8-10 months ago?
Yep. So Sergiño Dest then makes my honorable mention. Miles Robinson makes your honorable mention. But there's one name, Herc, who is a true snub on this list. Now, I believe you had Gio Reyna at 10th on your list, which means if he didn't make this list, it's because somebody, him off. So let's do the same thing we just did before I explain my logic or what's left of it. Why don't you explain why Gio Reyna, who you have constantly said is the highest ceiling of any player in the U.S. men's national team pool, higher than, yes, even Christian Pulisic, how come you only had him at 10?
Because he's been injured. I mean, 92 days injured, right? You got to factor that in. It's how durable you can be. And he's only played one game of World Cup qualifying. So that's a big, huge factor in the national team. And then I look at Dortmund. His ceiling is so high. Cristiano Ronaldo voted him third in his Golden Boy voting. Gio Reyna is a talent. Gio Reyna has a huge ceiling. I have no doubt in my mind that if he stays healthy, he can be a higher transfer value than Christian Pulisic. He's a young player. Every time he's on the field, he's determined. He makes himself known. I've got no issues putting him at number 10. He's the best and youngest talent in CONCACAF. Highest ceiling of any player I've seen in quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, it's the fitness is a huge one for me. Maybe I'm being a little bit, you know, to borrow the term again, prisoner of the moment.
Yeah,
we just haven't seen enough of Giovanni Reyna. But even beyond that, Herc, I feel like when we talk about his career, it still is mostly potential, mostly what could be. All the other players on this list have a track record of being, you know, a consistent player, a consistent starter. He's not been that yet with Dortmund. Maybe injuries are the reason why. But last year he was not a the guy for Dortmund.
Seb, correct me
if I'm wrong.
This
year was supposed to be the year that he was supposed to be the guy.
Can you name the player in Bundesliga who got to 50 goals fastest in Bundesliga history? I'm sorry, 50 games fastest in Bundesliga history.
Gio Reyna!
And you're telling me he's not proven? Come on, man.
No, I'm not telling you that he's not a proven talent. I'm just saying there's not the body of work consistently, like year after year, he gets 30 games in the top flight, delivers 10 goals and 5 assists. We have not seen that yet. I'm waiting on that. I believe it'll happen, just like you believe it'll happen. But we haven't seen it yet, Herc. He's still a kid. He's still a teenager. This is not a guy who's been handed the reins to a team.
No, he's not been handed the reins to teams. But a lot of that may be due to fitness concerns. Maybe this was his year, and because of those injuries, he's not had that opportunity. But there's certainly a body of work to say this is a top 10 prospect, top 10 player in the region.
All right, so you've got him 10. I have him also receiving votes. We'll put it that way for now for Gio Reyna.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So let's move into the top half, Herc, the top five players in the CONCACAF region. Number five, we're going back to the Reggae Boys.
Oof.
The striker, Mikel Antonio, one of the dual nats that Jamaica brought into the fold for this World Cup qualifying campaign. He does it for Jamaica in the Premier League. He does it for West Ham. He's in the top half. Herc, where was he in your list?
In my list, I had him, let's see right now. I will tell you, in my list, he was eighth.
Eight?
Yes.
Wow.
He was
so I had him clearly that much higher to bring him up to number five. Why are you hating on Mikel Antonio?
No, let me ask you a question. You said Jonathan David was the best nine in CONCACAF.
No. You said that. You
agreed with me. We could pull
before Mikel Antonio was playing.
Episodes.
Before Mikel Antonio was playing.
You got him now. All right. Here's the thing with Mikel Antonio. I've got no issue with him being a five, honestly, because he's got the body of work in the Premier League. He's going on his third season where he's going to hit double-digit goals for Fulham. He's definitely a very good, very capable nine.
But
this is the first
time.
Oh, West Ham. I'm sorry. Did I say Fulham? West Ham is what I meant. But this is the first time he's actually played with Jamaica. He's got three games with Jamaica, two goals, and you can see how important he will be. But much of, like you said, that body of work with Gio Reyna, I took a huge knock against him because he's not played too much with Jamaica, which I hold a lot of weight, where you can do simultaneously in club and country. Now, that said, I've got no issues with him being five on this list.
Bro, right? I mean, he's been dominant for Jamaica. Like, you can say he's only played three games, two goals, and I can't argue that, right? Because I just made the point about Reyna not having enough of a body of work.
Right.
But when you factor in what he's done in the Premier League, it's not like Antonio's a young guy. We know what he's bringing to the table. And
other
he
side
changes.
Of 30, he's 30 plus, yeah.
Maybe more than any other player, Herc, I think he's changed what the team's ceiling is for his team. What Jamaica is with Mikel Antonio is totally different. They got a legit shot with him. Before you include him and before you see the impact he'd had, I don't think they were going to be making much noise in this. But now, I think Mikel Antonio, that weight, it may only be three games, but we've seen the impact.
Yeah, it's huge impact, and that's why I've got no issue with him being five on this list.
And the goals, by the way, sorry to cut you off, are just, they're solo efforts. They're spectacular solo efforts. Like, he's manufacturing these goals out of nothing.
Yeah, I don't know about out of nothing, because I think we got to give Jamaica some credit. I think they're.
Go look at the goals, bro.
Yeah, you shoot from 35 yards out like that. That's manufactured out of nothing. But you look at the goal that he scored against El Salvador. That's a very good goal. But they're not. Hey, you just do your thing. I think Jamaica's becoming more of a team, and that has a lot to do with them. But yeah, only three games with the Jamaica national team. You can't disregard what he's done in the Premier League. So I have no issue with him at number five. I do want to see more of that body of work, and he'll go up that list even more.
To the question at the bottom of the screen, is he the best striker right now in CONCACAF? How would you rank those three? Because I think on our top 10, we've got Jimenez, then we have
Jonathan David.
Then we have Jonathan David, and then we have Mikel Antonio. So you agree with that? Mikel Antonio is the best?
No, because I've said Jonathan David's the best.
Nah.
I've said it before, I've said it today, and
facts
I will continue
change,
with Jonathan
opinions
David.
Change. You got to be more fluid, dude. You can't be so stubborn.
You just look at the statistics over there. You look at the statistics, it's very hard to ignore what Jonathan David's been doing, and he's doing it at such a young age. I think he's just a better player right now, but it's very hard to ignore what Mikel Antonio has done.
Look at that. We got some quality nines in the region, no doubt. From talking about number nines, let's go next to number four, and the star, the face of U.S. soccer, at least on the men's side, Christian Pulisic. of Chelsea, number four on this list, and number one on Herc's very cool shirt there.
There you go. You know where to get it. So it's difficult to think that a player can be so instrumental to his team getting to a Champions League final, score against Real Madrid, be the face of his nation, be so instrumental and iconic in scoring goals against their biggest rival, and yet he's going to come in number four on our list. But a lot of that has to do with durability. Nobody's denying the talent that Christian Pulisic has. We're talking about the amount of time of him being on the actual field to help his cause, help his team. And that's taken a huge knock this year, whether it's club or country. That ankle injury suffered against Honduras affected him with Chelsea, has affected him. He's only played half the qualifiers, World Cup qualifiers for the U.S. men's national team. That's a huge knock on him, and that's a huge knock with other fan bases, with other nations. They see how not durable he's been for the U.S. men's national team or in his young career. But he's clearly a talent, and he clearly changes the game every time he's on the field.
And that's it, Herc. That's it, Herc. He is consistent when he's on the field, whether it's Chelsea or whether it's the U.S. men's national team. And it's not always, and I've complained about this before with Pulisic, it's not always with the national team anyway, that minute by minute, you know, over a 90-minute game, constantly impacting what's happening on the field. But if you want to talk big moments, this kid is delivering in the biggest moments for the U.S. men's national team. His clutch gene is something that I think we've seen grow a lot in the last year. And I got no problem here putting him in the top five. So Christian Pulisic then safely in the top five.
Is that what
at
you had
number
him?
Four? I don't know. I don't know. You've got my list in front of me. Where did I have him?
Oh no.
You had him at.
You had Edson Alvarez over Pulisic.
There you go.
No, Zach, what are you doing?
There you go. Hey, sometimes you got to go out on a limb. You know, that's what makes this show great.
That limb is broken. That tree branches out.
Hey, you, you're going to talk about his availability. Edson's playing every single week. Three times a week sometimes.
In Champions League group phases. This man won a Champions League final.
Come on, Christian Pulisic. I mean, we're coming off of it now, but Christian Pulisic just missed 2 months, 3 months.
Okay, and what did he do to Mexico? What did Edson do to the U.S.?
That's a huge part. Okay, he played the last 15 minutes. He scored a goal. Congratulations.
Okay, let me ask you one
question. I'm not going to take 15 minutes over 3 months.
Okay. What's Edson Álvarez's marquee moment with the Mexican national team?
Oh, come on. You want to talk about marquee moments?
What's his moment?
That's Christian Pulisic's strength.
What's his moment?
Dominating, always, being consistent. That's his moment. All right, so Christian Pulisic then must have been your number one American, right?
No.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay, well, let's get to number three on this list. Another American, it is Juventus's Weston McKennie. So McKennie has had an up and down year for club and country.
Up and down.
Think right now, yes, definitely up and down,
no.
For sure.
No,
for sure.
You're on this Weston McKennie down train. I don't understand it. Hey, are we going to seriously ignore what he's done at Juventus? How
Herc,
important
stop talking for just a second and let me finish for once in your life.
All right.
Weston McKennie has had an up and down year.
I'll stop
Weston McKennie has absolutely had an up and down year. Come on. He wasn't clearly a starter the whole year at Juventus. He had his suspension at Juventus as well over COVID-19 protocol issues. He had it with the national team. We can acknowledge those things and still say he's had a year that lands him at number three in our top 10 list. You can acknowledge the downs. You don't have to be a Weston McKennie cheerleader here.
Oh, that's what I'm doing. Edson Alvarez's cheerleader's calling me a Weston McKennie cheerleader.
We can't talk about the negatives here on Football Americas. No, no, no.
Oh, no, we can't
do it. Herc wants to protect his Americans. Not an up and down year. No, no, no.
Here we go. Seb, the man won multiple titles with Juventus, okay? On your down year. Yeah, he got, suspended for the protocol in COVID. He should learn from that.
Yeah, not a big deal.
Yeah, not a big deal at club and in country. And you said it. He redeemed himself. And what has this man done, okay? He's likened to Arturo Vidal, to people like Conte, okay? And then he goes out with the national team. And all he does is he wins. All he does is he scores clutch goals. You talked about a clutch gene? MVP of the Nations League final. MVP of the Nations League tournament, I should say. Goal against Mexico in the final. Goal against Mexico in the 2-0. This man, his presence is felt when the U.S. men's national team does not have him in the center of the field. He's so contagious in the way he plays. He makes players around him better. But when he's not there, that's how good I know he is. That's how important I know he is for the U.S. men's national team. You spoke of the clutch gene. This is a winner. He's number three on my list.
Yeah, the most impressive thing is the last few months, not just how consistent Herky's been for Juventus, and they've needed him, but how consistently he's been on the score sheet for Juventus. To me, that's taking it to another level. And when I make the direct comparison between Weston McKennie and Christian Pulisic, and you look at the fall, right? Basically, their fall season, Weston McKennie had a much better and more productive fall. Although there you see the numbers pretty even as far as goal return in domestic competitions is concerned, Herc. So you think Weston McKennie is the number one American, yeah?
I have got no issue saying he's the number one American. Absolutely.
That's a big change, though, because I feel like for a long time, Christian Pulisic was atop this list. This really has been a development in the last few months with McKennie.
Here's the thing with Christian Pulisic more than Weston McKennie. Do not confuse being the poster boy, being the face of a sport, being the face of U.S. soccer in this country for being the player who's in the best moment, okay? Because that changes. That is fluid. We can agree on this. And I think the moment that Weston McKennie has had throughout the year, even with the lows that you've mentioned, have been clearly, I don't want to say more important because winning the Champions League is very important and being that type of player, but clearly more impactful in CONCACAF. I have to go with Weston McKennie. I just think everything, the intangibles he brings, his durability, his willingness to fight through things, stay on the field, to be that player who impacts the game in certain ways, whether that's defending, whether that's getting on the end of things, becoming that clutch factor for the U.S. men's national team. It was very hard for me to ignore all these things, and I put him at number three.
And, of course, where he's doing it too, right? It's a very short list of American players that have held down a starting job as long as he has at a club like Juventus. That's awfully impressive, especially for a player who is, again, very, very young, like a lot of these Americans that we talk about when this U.S. men's national team is involved. Let's get to number two. Speaking of big clubs, a few bigger than the club that Keylor Navas of Costa Rica plays for PSG. Now, ever since Gigi Donnarumma came in, it's not just his job at PSG, but Keylor Navas still one of the all-time greats when it comes to this position, and I think very justifiably entering at number two on our top 10 list.
I mean, he was one of the players that was on the ESPN top 100, and justifiably so. He's one of the best goalkeepers in the world, and he's one of the most disrespected players I've ever seen in my life. If this man didn't have a Costa Rican passport, if he was English, if he was Argentine, we'd be talking about how good he is to different types of people. He's a CONCACAF's greatest goalkeeper, okay, ever. I don't want to hear any type of name come into the stratosphere when we talk about how good this man has been, but he's still relevant today, and not just with PSG, where he's keeping Donnarumma on the bench, but you saw Costa Rica when he came out injured against the U.S. men's national team, how quickly things change. I mean, he's a different type of player, a different type of leader, and he's so important to the Costa Rican national team. I've got no issues with the goalkeeper number two when it's Keylor Navas.
PSG's paying a boatload of money to Donnarumma, right? He's the young guy, so you know he's the guy for the future. And I'd bet that at some point this year, Donnarumma's going to kind of take that job over. When that happens, how does it impact where we view Navas in terms of the top 10 conversation? So as to say, if he's not a starter, is he still automatically top 10 just because he's Keylor?
So it's different with Keylor, right? Because we saw it happen at Real Madrid when Thibaut Courtois was taken over there, how that quickly shaped the dynamic, and he was on the outs. It's quickly going to happen. The same thing is going to happen sooner rather than later. It's going to be Keylor Navas, and he's going to be outs again. It could be Newcastle in a super club, a newly formed super club, and he's a starting goalkeeper, and we're right back to Keylor Navas. We're right back to him still being what he's been, dominant. So I've got no issues. I don't think this is going to change anytime soon. I think there's a huge drop-off between Keylor Navas and the rest of the goalkeeping talent in CONCACAF.
So no doubt and very little debate about our number two, and no doubt and very little debate, Herc, about our number one. He was the other player, along with Keylor Navas, who did make the original list of the top 100 players by ESPN FC, Canada, and Bayern Munich's Alphonso Davies, one of the best left backs in the world, and when it comes to CONCACAF, the best player in this region.
Where do you want to play him, Seb? Left back, winger, second striker? Play him anywhere you want. This man's going to have an impact. You'd be very hard-pressed to find a player that is so dominant in CONCACAF today, yet alone its history. I got to go back to Hugo Sanchez if I want to talk about dominance, honestly, in CONCACAF. That's what Alphonso Davies is today. It's what he can do, how he can impact the game. He was number two left back, number two left rated back in the world in the ESPN top 100, and I thought he was Rob. You can make a case for him being the best player in that position, and he just learned the position a year ago. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that he was playing in a final, okay? And he was playing against the likes of Barcelona, and he was playing against the likes of whomever it may be. And this man was dominating Champions League. And he was playing there, just learning the position, humiliating people. He's one of the most dominant players I've seen in CONCACAF today. I don't think how anybody can argue that he's the best player in CONCACAF.
Yeah, you're focused a lot on what he's doing for Bayern Munich, and totally fair. But it's what he does with Canada, man. Yeah. I mean, that's the player who is, and we've said it before on this show, consistently impactful for Canada. Over 90 minutes, right? Yeah. Like, every time that he's on the ball, every moment of the big games, he absolutely deserves to be number one. And as we've said plenty of times on this show before, it's not all that close. Let's think about Alphonso Davies' career, though, Herc, because he's just getting started, right? He's number one in our list, and he's only 21 years old.
In November, he turned in November.
So what do we think is next for Alphonso Davies? Let's think long-term here. Is it a long career at Bayern Munich, or is there a jump to something different?
To what, though? Because people are like, well, what's the next big thing for Alphonso Davies? What's the jump from Bayern Munich, if you think about it? Look at this club and what they've managed to do over the years. Is there really that big of a jump elsewhere? I mean, that's one of the best setups in the world. You're going to fight for titles domestically. You're going to fight for titles at a Champions League level. I don't think there is a bigger jump. I think we're talking about him holding that down for quite some time. And then later on, maybe there is that jump. But where do you go from Bayern Munich?
Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be a challenge at Bayern, right? They're never going to stop either bringing players through their academy, signing the best players from around the Bundesliga, or signing the best players from around Europe. So I don't know that we can just guarantee that Alphonso Davies is going to be a starter for the next decade. But a player who I think we might see a similar career path, how about David Alaba? No, who spent a long time, a decade actually, at Bayern Munich, won 10 Bundesliga titles. And then, when he was ready, and when he got to the point where his salary demands were more than Bayern Munich, because Bayern Munich does have a ceiling, right? They're going to pay you, but they're not going to go crazy like some of the PSGs, Manchester City's, Real Madrid of the world's will. When you get to those salary demands, Alaba said, okay, Bayern can't pay me, I go to Real Madrid on a free. I could see a move like that. You know, maybe not this contract, maybe not the next one, but Alphonso Davies is a superstar. He's a world superstar. And if he ever does leave Bayern Munich, there's going to be a lot of teams lining up for him.
Of course, because he's that good. But if we're talking about money, yeah, probably bigger clubs that could spend more on him. If we're talking about winning titles and doing things on the field, few clubs can guarantee you what Bayern Munich can.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, nothing like a little accountability on this special edition of Football Americas, Herc. So let's show everybody our respective top 10s. And we are going to begin, Herc, with your top 10. There he is, Gio Reyna, number 10, disrespecting Edson Álvarez at number 9. You had Chucky Lozano,
drinking that
5.
Kool-Aid, son.
Jonathan David, 6, ahead of Raul Jimenez. Look at you, disrespecting Mikel Antonio as well. There it is, Herc's top 10.
All right, Seb, let's see your list. What you got cooking here?
Oh, no.
All right, so, I mean, Davies, Navas, we matched on that. I got Antonio at 3. I'm showing a lot of love there.
You are. Edson Álvarez at 4.
I got to get him up in there. We had to have some L3
you
representation.
You think Edson Álvarez has been better than Christian Pulisic and Weston McKennie?
In the top 5. Right now, bro. Right now. I mean, I'm sorry.
You
He's
think
dominating.
Right now Edson Álvarez is better than Christian? Dominating
yes.
What?
Ajax dominating the Champions League.
Is
Juventus dominating Champions League? Did you see them? Come on. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on now. Guaranteed starter Edson Álvarez. Guaranteed. So here's when you do the maths, as they say, when you average it all out. That's what it came down to. So there we have it. Your top 10
I'm
players
sorry, Gio.
In
CONCACAF. I apologize.
Yes, on behalf of the entire Football Americas production crew, we apologize to everybody and anybody who may have felt disrespected or snubbed by our Football America's top 10 players in CONCACAF. But hey, Herc, we had to do it. ESPN FC, they left us no choice, right?
That's what they get. They ask you to vote? I forgot.
That's what they get. I think it might be in your email, so double check that. All right, so we got another special plan for Thursday's edition of Football Americas, our women's soccer year in review, and what a year it has been. That's it for this edition of the show. For Hercules Gomez, I'm Sebastian Salazar. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you in a few days right here on ESPN+.
Hi, Mom.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.